The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jim Cronin from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next hour, I shall be reading you from the Reader's Digest and Consumer Reports. But because we left off in the middle of an article last week, we're going to start off with Consumer Reports. And this is the section that we're talking about, is how to improve your body and mind. Actually, the title is Best Way to Renew Your Body and Mind. And last time we did a little bit on cozying up under a weighted blanket. Well, let's see some other ways. Try nasal breathing. When we're nervous, we tend to take quick, shallow breaths, often only through our mouth, like a panting dog. But that simply increases the anxious feelings, and we just read an article about that in Reader's Digest, I believe. Nasal breathing, or breathing in through your nose instead of your mouth, makes it much easier to take long, calming breaths because it brings a lot more oxygen into the body. Shallow breath causes us to hold in CO2, which depletes energy, stores and triggers the brain into thinking something's wrong, says Truitt, the clinical psychologist. Oxygen essentially sends a message to the brain that we're okay. Bonus, breathing this way warms the air you take in, which helps your lungs make better use of oxygen and relaxes you even more. Truitt recommends that you inhale through your nose, hold it, and inhale through your nose again. Exhale through your mouth for longer than you've inhaled. Aim for a slow count of 2, then a slow count of 3, for the extra inhalation. Or try the simpler approach. Inhale slowly through your nose, then exhale even more slowly through your mouth. Doing this even 3 or 4 times, which takes less than a minute, should help calm you. You can add this sort of breath work to your daily routine, or use it any time you feel particularly stressed. Green your space. It's not surprising that sales of houseplants are absolutely booming right now. The greener you can keep indoor air cleaner, and seeing and nurturing it can help you more tranquil and more connected to nature. Case in point, in a 2021 survey of 4,205 people published in the Journal of Urban Forestry and Urban Greening, 3/4 of respondents said that the presence of indoor vegetation positively contributed to their mood and was linked to greater calmness, cheerfulness, and optimism, with less fearfulness, sadness, and stress. All this makes good sense when you think about our ancestral conditions, says Kate Truitt, Ph.D., a clinical psychologist in Pasadena, California. The brain and body are designed to live immersed in plants and to have a symbiotic relationship with the world around us, she says. If you don't have much of a green thumb, check out hard-to-kill items such as the baby rubber plant, cast iron plant, Chinese evergreen, corn plant, heartleaf philodendron, barter palm, snake plant, spider plant, I kill spider plants, can't have that, and bothos. And you don't need a whole lot of flora. Even adding a few plants to your home can bring major mood benefits. I did, however, have a rubber plant that lasted 27 years. Relaxation tools. Hemingway's 1-inch thick yoga mat from $30. Lululemon take on form yoga mat from $130. And Luna weighted blanket from $70 to $75. Now you can also chill out with a slow beat. Hearing favorite tunes can boost your mood, reduce anxiety and blood pressure, and even slow a rapid heart rate. Formal music therapy, listening or degrading music with a therapist to achieve certain mental health goals, may alleviate pain, minimize stress, and ease the symptoms of depression. But research suggests that not all music has such effects. One study found that while Mozart, notably his Symphony No. 40, lowered participants' heart rate, ABBA did not. So if you want sound to soothe, consider a do-it-yourself version of music therapy using a carefully curated playlist. For example, calm and cool, choose music with a slow beat. Research shows that songs with a tempo of 60 beats per minute, such as Elton John's Can You Feel the Love Tonight, create an alpha wave brain state, which Truitt describes as low-grade chilling brainwave. Want song suggestions? You can find alpha wave playlists on many streaming services. Even though slow beats are not relaxing enough, considering a sound bath, a meditative practice that uses sound waves from the Tibetan singing bowls and other instruments. In a small 2016 study, most people reported improvements in anxiety, mood, and pain after a 60-minute sound bath. Some yoga studios host these oral experiences or do it at home via sound bath channel on YouTube. Pachelbel's Canon is another excellent one. Reclining to sleep yoga. Any style of yoga can be relaxing, but yoga nidra, or sleep yoga, has unique effects. Rather than a pose and hold till your muscles are shaking yoga, it's more akin to a guided meditation, except you can lie on your back the whole time. The result for many is a deep quietude that psychologically mimics sleep and leaves practitioners feeling restored. Studies suggest that Yoga Indra can induce calm by activating what's called the parasympathetic nervous system and triggering the release of the sleep-regulating hormone melatonin. A 20 to 40-minute class is a great way to try out yoga, nidra, but you can also explore it at home using instructions from YouTube. In a class, you'd lie on a yoga mat and set up a support. At home, you can sit on a chair or lie on your bed. Meanwhile, you can do yoga nidra anytime. It may be ideal right before bed, says Michelle Schultz, director of Firefly Yoga Loft in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin. Before you begin, take two simple steps, she says. Find a comfortable position and prepare yourself to be still. Ditch the bad habits and create new ones. Making and breaking habits isn't just a matter of willpower. Indeed, a tested strategy can short-circuit negative patterns and move you toward positive. These three steps can really help, says psychologist Wendy Wood, Ph.D., a professor at USC, the author of Good Habits, Bad Habits. 1. Watch Netflix while you work out. If you dread a task, you'll be far less likely to commit to it. Set yourself up for positive change by making your new behaviors more pleasurable. Wood says, temptation bundling or pairing a not-so-enjoyable activity with one you enjoy. Not looking to forward to 30 minutes on a treadmill? Turn on a show you're currently binge-watching or listen to a compelling podcast. Build a walking habit by meeting up with a friend or prep healthy meals with your favorite music on. We're more likely to repeat what's fun and rewarding in some way, Wood says. Drive home to the gym, not the bakery. Ever notice how easier it is to shift routines when you move to a new place or start a new job? Habits go hand in hand with context, Wood says. When your surroundings stay the same, it's that much harder to create meaningful changes. But you don't have to shift your residence. Switching up context in minor but creative ways can also help old habits fade and set the stage for new ones. For example, if you usually stop at a fast food restaurant on your way home from work, or reroute your commute so you drive by the park or gym instead. Keep your running shoes by the door. Removing roadblocks between yourself and your positive habits can make a big difference. When a data analytics company tracked its people through their phones, they found that those who traveled 3.7 miles to the gym went about five times a month, while those with a 5.1 mile trip went only once a month. That's a very small difference in mileage, but represents that convenience makes more likely you'll do something, Wood says. So consider what you can do to make your habits feel like no-brainers, whether it's keeping your sneakers in plain sight, joining the closest fitness center, or stocking your fridge with healthy, easy prep foods. Move in new ways. Routine exercise is the key for wellness, and 24% of the people in CR's survey said they ramped up activity during the pandemic. Almost one-third, though, reported a drop. Wherever you are, keep this in mind. What all those reminders to get moving don't tell you is that over time, your body adapts to physical challenges. So while a mile round might have given you a heart-pumping workout when you first started doing it, once you start feeling easy, you won't get the same health gains. Switching up your regular fitness practice is a powerful way to get more out of exercise. Variety isn't only good for the body, but also for your mental state, says exercise psychologist Kyle Kircher, a certified American College of Sports medicine personal trainer. It can prevent workouts from feeling repetitive and stale. Whether you're hoping for the increased benefits of workouts or just want to find a fun physical activity, these ideas can leave your body feeling stronger and better. Grab a jump rope. Not a runner, but want to reap the sports and cardiovascular benefits? Try jumping rope. You need a really great jump rope workout in 5 to 10 minutes, says exercise psychologist Kyle Kircher. While jumping rope is pretty straightforward, it's tense, and you maybe need to ease into it. Kircher suggests splitting your jump rope workout into 30-second or 1-minute sets, depending on your fitness level. Start with 2 or 3 sets, then work your way up to 5 to 10 as your endurance improves and your calves and ankle feel better about repetitive jumps. For those who want to do more, a weighted jump rope can make the workout more challenging, while a smart jump rope can count your revolutions and track your cardio exercise when you connect it to your smartphone. Add some weight to your walks. Walking is a great way to stay active, but adding a bit of weight to this workout can force your heart to work harder and in turn increase the cardio benefits you receive. Rucking, where you wear a weighted vest or carry a weighted backpack, it offers one possible approach for augmenting a walk or hike. Vests that can carry 20 to 30-pound flat compact weights, called ruck plates, are an easy way to increase the load while reducing strain on your back. One example is the Ruck Plate Carrier 2.0 for $95, but you can also simply carry a free weight or two in your backpack. If you have a neck or back pain, check with your doctor before toting weights around. Want to add intensity to your workouts without additional equipment? Incorporate occasional lunges, squats, or push-ups, Kircher says. Vary your pace and diversify walking terrain to keep your heart challenged and your walks interesting. An interesting aside, when I was in the Marine Corps going through Officer's Candidate School, we always used to complain because the officers that always ran with us or climbed on the trails we walked and hiked through always seemed to move much faster than we did. And we figured that's because their backpacks were probably filled with styrofoam or something. Well, the rumor got out about it. So after one hike, one of the captains who was walking with us stopped everybody. We had to take off our packs and show what we had in our packs. And he turned his pack upside down and dumped out a pile of rocks so they weren't cheating. That was a good workout. Thank you. I don't have to do that again. Treat yourself to a self-massage. Massage is a research-backed method for soothing aches, pain, and stiffness. It can help reduce muscle soreness after exercise. If seeing a massage therapist isn't an option, you could try self-massage using basic tools you may have at home. Just be sure to avoid massaging bones, joints, and injured areas, and talk to a doctor about any soreness that doesn't go away. Kircher suggests foam rollers for large muscles such as your upper back, calves, and hamstrings and glutes. Lie on the floor with the roller beneath you and roll on the area that needs relief. Or use two tennis balls taped together with athletic tape. Simply place the balls between your body and the wall, then roll up and down. Power devices such as massage guns can be useful because they vibrate faster and go deeper into the muscles. Simply pinpoint the spot where you are experiencing muscle soreness and gently run the massager over it for 5 or 6 minutes to relieve pain, says Shawshank Dave, doctor of osteopathy, and associate professor in clinical physical medicine rehabilitation at the Indiana University School of Medicine. Put tech to work for you. Among people who have made positive changes to their health habits during the pandemic, 1 in 5 say they are often using apps designed to improve physical or mental health, according to CR survey. These 3 tech tools can help provide an exercise routine and relaxation on demand. Alexa's mini workouts. Amazon Alexa offers various workout relaxation exercises, yoga instructions, and more. You'll need a smart speaker that works with Alexa, such as an Amazon Echo device. On your Alexa app, tap More than Skills and Games and enter Fitness and Research. See something you like? Ask Alexa to start the skill or select it, then tap Launch. Some may have a fee. Apple Watch Walks. If you're an Apple Fitness subscriber, the Time to Walk feature may help you take more and longer walks. Each episode stimulates a walk with a public figure such as Dolly Parton, who shares inspiring stories while they too are on an actual walk. After the story, you'll hear a playlist of motivating songs created by the week's guest. Fitness Plus is available inside the Fitness app on any Apple device. After a free trial, it costs $10 per month or $80 a year. Fitbit's Mood Monitor. Feeling a little overwhelmed? Some wearable devices can make it easier to monitor and even alter your physiological state. The Fitbit Sense smartwatch, starting at $300, has a built-in sensor that quantifies stress by measuring tiny changes in sweat that are linked to spikes in stress. Simply place your palm over the screen for 2 minutes to get a reading and then log your mood. With a Fitbit Premium membership, $10 per month, you can also practice guided meditation using the device, then measure your stress again afterwards to see how much it has come down. Learn this treadmill skill. If you have access to a treadmill, you can do more than just walk or run in place. Consider trying a so-called sled workout, which Kircher says can engage your core and work your upper and lower body at the same time. To do this, turn the machine off, then hold onto the handrails and manually push the belt with your feet to mimic the effects of pushing a weighted sled across the floor. If you're at the gym, make sure to ask first. At home, make sure your treadmill can withstand a sled workout without voiding the warranty. For another challenge, you can try your machine's interval training program or increase the incline. Kircher likes to use the treadmill as part of a do-it-yourself circuit workout. He advises starting with a short, intense interval of 10 to 20 seconds on the treadmill, then after stopping the machine completely and stepping off, 60 seconds of lifting, rest for 30 seconds, and repeat, aiming for 5 to 10 rounds. Use heat to melt away pain. Saunas have been found to ease muscle, joint, and back pain, promote relaxation, and reduce the risk of high blood pressure and cardiovascular disease. Mayo Clinic suggests the health effects are similar to moderate or high-intensity physical activity. Full-on home saunas can cost thousands, but less expensive one-person options, some of which like small wearable tents, are on the market too. Also available, the higher dose sauna blanket, $500, which uses infrared heat, though there are no studies yet on the efficacy or safety. The simplest sauna-like experiences of all might be the one you can create by steaming up a home bathroom and sitting inside. Not that the latter two options may be soothing, but might not have the same benefits as traditional saunas, which are heating largely because of their unusual high heat, low humidity environment, says Jerry Lakunin, MD, PhD, a professor of cardiology at the University of Eastern Finland. The good news? Finding a real sauna may be as easy as taking a trip to a local gym or community center. Fitness finds. Sore muscle soothers, the Renpo R3 massage gun for $100. Very easy to use. The budget buy, the Nautilus T616 treadmill for $1,150, and that scored a high of 84. The Multitasking Pro, the Apple Watch CE Smart Patch, 40 millimeters, from $330, not cheap. Fitbit Sense Smartwatch, at steps and stress, and that costs $300 and up. Eat smarter. To reset your eating habits, experts suggest thinking about the kinds of foods you want to add to your diet, instead of it feels like you should ditch. By focusing energy on ways to include more whole plant-based foods, there's no waste of time or effort fixating on what is wrong and what needs to be cut out, says Rachel Cheatham, PhD, adjunct professor of assistant professor at the Tufts Friedman School of Nutrition Science and Policy. Get more protein from plants. We've long known that plant foods such as lentils and soybeans can supply protein. But today, companies such as Beyond Meat and Impossible Foods seek to mimic the taste and textures of meat with plant products. Sales of plant-based meat jumped 45% in 2020. Studies have linked plant-based diets with a lower risk of heart disease. Here's why. Whole plant foods offer plenty of heart-healthy fiber and nutrients, but eating them also means consuming less red and processed meat. If you don't have to give up meat entirely to get the benefits of plant-based eating. A study published in 2019 in the Journal of Circulation found that even swapping a single serving of red meat for nuts or soybeans could improve cholesterol. With so much plant-based options, the trick is sorting through them to find the healthiest choices. Being plant-based doesn't automatically make it healthy, says Penny Christetherton, PhD, a professor of nutritional sciences at Penn State. The smartest move, she says, is to stick to the actual plants, such as beans, legumes, and nuts. With newer products, offer those that are more plant-forward, with a few ingredients and little or no sugar or sodium. Tuck into healthy fats. We've been told forever that the key to losing weight is to take in fewer calories than you burn off, and that having a surplus of calories means you'll store more fat and gain weight. But we need new thinking, says David Ludwig, MD, PhD, co-director of the New Balance Foundation, Obesity Prevention Center at Boston Children's Hospital. Focus on where your calories come from, instead of the number. Highly processed carbohydrates, for example, raise insulin levels more than other foods. Try replacing processed carb-laden foods such as white bread and sugary drinks with more nutritious and more satisfying options. If you eat a meal with fewer processed carbs and more nutrient-dense high-fat foods such as avocados, nuts, and oils, you might consume more calories, but you'll also stay fuller longer. Plus, higher quality calories may reward you with more energy throughout the day. Grow your own microgreens. Microgreens may be tiny, but they pack a big nutritional punch. These seedlings of edible plants come in a variety of types, such as broccoli and arugula, and can typically be found in a produce section of food stores. They are also easy and fast to grow yourself. Just search online for Grow Microgreens at Home. Microgreens, baby plants in a rapid growth phase, can provide 20 to 30 times more nutrients like iron, magnesium, potassium, and zinc than mature plants, says Rachel Cheatham, PhD. The flavor of microgreens is also highly concentrated. Make them better as an accent than a meal. Toss a handful into a salad as a garnish on soup or pasta. Give teff a taste. While there's no official definition of the term ancient grain, it generally refers to heirloom grains that have gone unaltered for several hundred years. Those currently enjoying a comeback from years ago include amaranth, farro, fricet, millet, and teff. Like all whole grains, which can help lower cholesterol and decrease colon cancer risk, these are better for you than white rice, white flour, or plain pasta. And many have much more protein than traditional grains, and plus fiber, vitamin A, folate, and calcium, says Celine Belkman, PMS, Director of Nutrition at Institute of Culinary Education in New York City. They can also make mundane meals more interesting by adding variety and texture. Buy small quantities of many different grains to try, Beckman says. Work on one from your favorite repertoire each week to find new favorites. Small ancient grains such as amaranth, millet, and teff cook fast and are highly versatile. You can make it into breakfast porridge or a vegetable pilaf side dish, or shape into a loaf, slice, and bake like polenta. Discover enticing no-alcohol spirits. These days, the days of old Odul, seltzer, or nothing are long gone. You can now get beer, wine, gin, whiskey, rum, or other boozy drinks without the alcohol, thanks to products such as Test Sparkling Wine Alternative, Monday Zero Alcohol Gin, and Craft IPAs from Athletic Brewing Company. Sales of these low and no alcohol spirits increased almost 33% between 2019 and 2020 as the option proliferated. But it isn't alcohol drinking a day. It isn't an alcoholic drink a day good for you? Supporting evidence is weak. Even in moderate alcohol consumption is linked to other health issues like sleep interference and cancer, especially breast cancer in women, says Michael Crickey, M.D., distinguished professor emeritus of the Division of Preventive Medicine at the USCD School of Medicine. In a recent study that analyzed information from nearly 600 studies, we concluded the amount of alcohol that improves health is none. Still, remember that drink without alcohol isn't necessarily healthy. Watch out for added sugar, sweeteners, and other ingredients you want to minimize and enjoy in moderation. Healthy eating helpers. Easy to customize, the Home Chef Meal Delivery Kit. $9 and up per serving, plus shipping. Offers new options. Sunbasket Meal Delivery Kit. $9 and up per serving, plus shipping. Tops and time limits. Shipped online. Grocery delivery. Fees vary. And the road report. From our cold weather tire safety. If you see tire pressure warning lights on your dashboard this season, you might not have a leak or flat. It could be just the weather. Boy, have that happen all the time. Tire pressure drops along with the mercury, about 1 pound per square inch for every 10-degree drop in air temperature. The warning light may go off while you're driving, and the air in tires expand. But check the pressure and top off tire if necessary as soon as possible. In general, check the pressure monthly, and don't wait for the warning light to come on. It's meant to alert you to a tire losing air while you're driving, not serve as a maintenance reminder. Turbocharging. Forcing more air into the engine so that it burns more fuel enables a small, fuel-efficient four-cylinder produce V6 power when needed. But there can be trade-offs, such as the vehicle's need for premium gasoline. And CR surveys have found that manufacturers that have been building turbocharged engines for several years tend to have more reliable powertrains than manufacturers that have produced these engines more recently. Always check CR's reliability ratings before buying new or used vehicle. First drive on the Hyundai Ioniq 5. Hyundai Ioniq 5 EV, sized between the automaker's Tucson and Santa Fe SUVs, is available with either rear-wheel or all-wheel drive. With a 77.4-kilowatt battery, it promises a range of 300 miles, 270 for all-wheel drive, and employs an 800-volt battery technology for fast charging in public places. CR's take. The Ioniq 5 is a quick, quiet, comfortable, and agile with a roomy interior and generous rear seat. Though it excludes a high-tech vibe, its controls are fairly easy to use. It's an exciting new entry into the growing EV market, and the price range is $40,000 to $50,000 with an $1,185 destination charge, and the one they drove cost $48,000. Vital statistic, 18.4%. Estimated year-over-year increase in deaths due to vehicle crashes in the first half of 2021. The steepest such rise since 2006. Precise causes aren't known yet, but speeding and a failure to wear seat belts were also elevated during that time, compared with before the pandemic. That's very strange. A recall. Volvo is recalling 194,546 V70 and XC70 wagons from model years 2001 through 2007. I think my neighbor has one of those. A component in the driver's side airbag can rupture and launch metal fragments toward the occupants if the airbag deploys, potentially causing injury or death. This expands an earlier recall of more than 260,000 SC60 and S80 sedans for the same reason. What to do? Volvo replaced the faulty airbag free of charge. Owners may contact Volvo customer service at 800-458-1552. Well, let's switch over to Reader's Digest, and as usual, I'm $1 and $1 short. Since this was broadcast initially the day after Valentine's Day, these are funny, though. 40 funny marriage quotes that might actually be true. Wise words and wisecraft that capture what it's like to tie the knot. Love is a funny thing. Finding that special someone to share the rest of your life with is one of the best gifts we could ever ask for. But life is long, and sometimes you just need to laugh at yourself. In between the romance, the long nights, the monotonous days, and bickering over who last did the laundry, there are too some hilarious moments during a marriage that can be perfectly described with a funny marriage quote. You can probably dig up some funny wedding photos from that special day, and maybe have seen a few marriage memes, but here or there, but these are noteworthy people have truly captured the humorous efforts of being married. If romance is more your speed, you need to remind you why you fell in love in the first place. Getting married is like trading the adoration of many for the sarcasm of one. That's from Mae West. Keep your marriage brimming with love in the wedding cup. Whenever you're wrong, admit it. Whenever you're right, just shut up. Ogden Nash. Before I got married, I had 6 theories about raising children. Now I have 6 children and no theories. John Wilmot. I married for love, but the obvious side benefit of having someone around to find my glasses cannot be ignored. Cameron Esposito. The definition of eternity is 2 peoples and a ham. Dorothy Parker. Marriage is a wonderful institution, but who wants to live in an institution? That's Groucho Marx. Sometimes I wonder if men and women really suit each other. Perhaps they should just live next door and visit now and then. Katharine Hepburn. An archaeologist is the best husband a woman can have. The older she gets, the more interested he is in her. Agatha Christie. By all means, marry. If you get a good wife, you'll become happy. If you get a bad one, you'll become a philosopher. Socrates. One of the keys to a successful marriage is separate bathrooms. When he enters the bathroom, sometimes I'm like, why are you in here? And he's like, I live here too. Can I enjoy my bathroom too? Michelle Obama. Keep your eyes wide open before marriage, half shut afterwards. Benjamin Franklin. Before you marry a person, you should first make them use a computer with slow internet to see who they really are. Will Ferrell. Marriage is the bond between a person who never remembers anniversaries and another one who never forgets them. Ogden Nash. Marriage is not just spiritual communion. It's also remembered to take out the trash. Joyce Brothers. Never get married in college. It's hard to get a start if your prospective employer finds you've already made one mistake. Elbert Hubbard. The most important 4 words for a successful marriage. I'll do the dishes. Anonymous. I love being married. It's so great to find that special one person you want to annoy for the rest of your life. Rita Rudner. The best thing to ever happen to marriage is the pause live TV button. Rick Riley. Marriage is an attempt to solve problems together which you didn't even have when you were on your own. Eddie Cantor. Husband secretly lowers the thermostat and I secretly turn it back up. We both vehemently deny touching it. Marriage is so much fun. Stephanie Ortiz. A man's main job is to protect his woman from her desire to get bangs every other month. Dax Shepard. I'd like to publicly thank my husband, Dax Shepard, for changing half the diapers in our house. I hope he changes all of mine one day. Kristen Bell. I just found out the wife is writing a book about our honeymoon called 50 Shades of Just Okay. Conan O'Brien. When you see a married couple walking down the street, the one that's a few steps ahead is the one that's mad. Helen Rowland. My husband and I have never considered divorce. Murder, sometimes, but never divorce. Dr. Joyce Brothers. Never discount the idea of marriage. Sure, someone might tell you that marriage is just a piece of paper. Well, so is money. And what's more life-affirming than cold, hard cash? Dennis Miller. Husband and wives are irritating, but without them, who would we blame for misplacing our socks? Jeanette Pierre. I now pronounce you man and wife. You may now change your Facebook status. Anonymous. Marriage is like vitamins. We supplement each other's minimum daily requirements. Kathy Moltke. If love is the answer, could you rephrase the question? Lily Tomlin. I love you no matter what you do. But you have to do so much of it? Jean Isley Clark. My wife is a psychologist. Not only does she know when I'm being a jerk, but she knows exactly what type of jerk I'm being. Lee Judge. Why do married people live longer than single people? I think it's because married people make a special effort to live longer than their partner, just so they can have the last word. Jeanette Perrier. Marriage is an alliance entered into by a man who can't sleep with the window shut and a woman who can't sleep with the window open. George Bernard Shaw. Marriage is really tough because you have to deal with feelings and lawyers. Richard Pryor. I'm going to get married again because I'm more mature now and I need some kitchen stuff. Wendy Liebman. Always get married in the morning. That way, if it doesn't work out, you haven't wasted the whole day. Mickey Rooney. He knows. He was married, what, 8 times? Marriage sometimes soulmates, sometimes cellmates. Roy Elder. When you're in love, it's the most glorious 2.5 days of your life. Richard Lewis. And last but not least, some mornings I wake up grouchy. Other mornings I just let him sleep. Oh, no. 14 creepy things Google may know about you. You're not going to believe all the info Google has on you, but it's true. And here's what you can do about it. Everywhere you've gone. Google keeps track of your location history as reported by your mobile device, assuming your location is on. According to Rami Yarmira, cybersecurity expert and founder and president of DigNotion, a New York City digital marketing technologies company. Check out your location history at your Google Maps timeline, and you'll see how comprehensive it actually is. Don't enjoy feeling like you're being tracked? You can change your setting here, as well as delete your location. Law enforcement can still subpoena your location history, meaning essentially, even if you delete it, it's not really gone. Everywhere you're going. When you go My Flights, you'll get a list of all your upcoming air travel plans, according to Jeremiah. This info was pulled from your emails, which makes it even creepier. Google isn't the only technology that is invading your privacy. Unfortunately, there doesn't seem to be much you can do about it if you're buying tickets online and using Gmail as your point of contact. And that brings us to the contents of all your emails. If you use Gmail, then Google is going to have access to the contact of your emails. There's not much you can do about this except deleting your Gmail account, but you can tell Google not to use your Gmails to target you for advertisements. Click your Google Ads settings and you'll have the option to turn off your ads personalization. Note that the doing so won't turn off all advertisements and won't stop Google from collecting your info. Turning off ad personalization won't stop Google from learning about you via any other information you allow them access to, but it will keep them from accessing your profile. So consider carefully before you click off. Your approximate age. If you haven't turned off ads personalization in your Google Ads settings, you can scroll down to see the dossier, or a profile, Google's put together on you. The first things that pop is the guess at your age, range, and sex. It's Google's guesstimate based on the information it's collected about you. Every single site you've visited. If you check out Google's My Activity page, you can see a historic timeline on your web activity as in every website you've visited. It's kind of shocking to see it laid out like that, and it's accurate to the very minute. At least Google promises only you have access to this information, assuming that you, as opposed to someone else in your house or your office, isn't the one tracking your Google activity right now. Also, you can delete your history on the left-hand side of the page. Click Delete Activity while you're doing tech maintenance. Include your favorite shopping center sites. Actually, make that all the shopping sites you visit. You can search your site history by filtering shopping to see and delete your history. Or, if you click Other Google Activity on the left-hand side, it'll take you to a whole list of other things Google knows about you based on your online decisions. You can view and delete your product price tracking and Google Shopping Order Activity. And your hobbies and interests. In that big old Other Google Activity list, you'll be able to see and delete what Google thinks and knows about your hobbies and interests. This can range from American football to cooking and pets. I don't mean cooking pets. I mean cooking to pets. Of course, Google uses all that information to suggest search results and products that you might like, which can be useful, but they also target advertising and make billions doing so. Your phone number. On the left-hand side of My Activity screen, if you click on My Account, you'll be taken to your account screen. In the middle column of that page, click on Personal Info, and you'll see precisely that, all your personal info, including your phone number. You might even have entered into your Google account yourself way back when. However, if you don't want Google to have your number, click on the right arrow and you'll have to option to delete it. Everything you search for on Google. At the center of My Activity screen, you will see a box with the heading Visited Google My Activity, and it's precisely what you're worried it might be, a list of every single Google search site you've done. You can detect your search history by left-clicking on the three dots at the right corner of the box. You'll be given a choice of delete or details. Your YouTube history. For my activity, go back to the other Google activity. Remember, it's on the left-hand side of the page, right at the top. You'll see a number of YouTube-related headings. These include your YouTube comments, your YouTube community post comments, your YouTube survey answers, and even your YouTube non-interested feedback. The word delete features prominently below these headings, and you may wish to do just that. The things you do on the website you visit. Google doesn't only collect data about you with their own browsers, search engine, and other services, but also by tracking you on other websites. A spokesperson for the app Ghost retails Reader's Digest. According to a study by Ghostry and Clicks, Google is the largest operator of third-party tracking scripts. One way to battle back is use an anti-tracking tool. Ghostry is such a tool. Your passwords. You know how Google Chrome always asks if you'd like to save your password? It's convenient, yes. But it's another piece of information you may not want Google to have about you. If you've already stored your password and are having second thoughts, here's where you remove it and save the passwords using Chrome. Maybe everything you said after OK Google. The auto recording setting is optional, but it's definitely worth checking your account to see if it's turned on or not. Go to Activity Controls, and you'll see Web and App Activity with a toggle switch that's either blue on or white off. Below there are two checkboxes, one in which you can allow Google to save your Chrome history and activity, and one which reads Include Audio Activity. If you click on Learn More next to the latter one, you'll be able to read about why Google saves your voice commands and what it does with the data. But if you don't want your voice to be in Google's vaults for all time, simply leave the box unchecked and your audio data will not be saved. Any info you add to Google products you use. If you're using Google products to manage your contacts, your Google of calendar events, your photos, your videos, or your documents, hello Google Docs, please be aware that all the information you think you're sharing with only yourself, you're actually sharing with Google. Google also knows the devices you're using Google on. Feeling less than secure right about now with regard to your online privacy? Let's not put all the blame on Google. Every day he rose. She fell for him. And there's a picture of a young couple. Looks like he's fairly tall with slightly receding hair. And she's got long reddish-brown hair. And she's standing in a dress and they're standing out in the field. An injured trail runner finds help and love from a knife on a mountain bike. Eben Rogers had just whipped around a curve on his mountain bike in April 2020 when he was stopped short by the side of a woman sitting on the side of the trail. She was cute and had long auburn hair and big expressive eyes. And that's true, she did. What he didn't know then was that she was also in agony. Sydney Linden, 28, had been jogging down Adobe Jack Trail in Sedona, Arizona, when she hopped over a rock and her leg hyperextended on the landing. The pain was instant. Her right leg collapsed and she hit the dirt hard. Linda tried to stand but collapsed. She wasn't sure if her torn her ACL, broken her leg, or something else. All she knew was that her pain was a 15 out of 10. Linda dragged herself to the shade. Like an animal preparing to die, she said. She'd called a friend, but after 30 minutes her friend was lost. That's when he saw the mountain biker. Rogers was trying to play it cool. I didn't want to be creepy, he says, so I was just going to casually ride by at a slower speed. But Rogers, 33, an active-duty airman, sensed her distress and asked if he could help. Linden explained her predicament. That's when he noticed the swelling under her leggings. She needed a hospital now. Leaning on Rogers, Linden tried to hop along, but pain was searing. She'd never make it to the trailhead this way. Rogers had another idea. He ditched his bike on the side of the trail and, after a brief discussion, lifted her over his shoulder, then they began the steep six-tenths of a mile descent over rocky terrain and desert scrub. Although it was spring, the Arizona sun beat down relentlessly. But they made the best of it, distracting themselves from discomfort by getting to know each other. They both had ended up in Sedona through unusual circumstances, they learned. Linden had moved spontaneously from Denver and enrolled in massage therapy school. Rogers was in town from Colorado Springs to care for his ailing stepfather. The pair discussed life goals and future plans, eventually touching on the heady subject of lucid dreams, where one knows they're dreaming even though asleep. Perhaps they were in the one right now. Both remember laughing a lot. It was like I'd known him forever, said Linden. After a 30-minute trek to the parking lot, they found Linden's friend waiting with the car. Rogers carefully loaded in into the front seat. Though she was sobbing in pain, Linden looked at Rogers through glassy, expectant eyes, wishing he would make the first move. Rogers wanted to ask for a number, but the timing didn't feel right. Instead, Lyndon's friend rushed into the hospital, and Rogers went to retrieve his bike. At the hospital, Lyndon learned she'd fractured the top of her shin bone. An operation would leave her with a metal rod beneath her knee, an 8-inch scar. While waiting for surgery, Lyndon looked for Rogers on Facebook. "I remember being in the hospital and wishing he was there with me," she says. But no dice. Rogers was social media adverse. Meanwhile, Rogers was Googling her with no luck. On the trail, they'd fallen so deeply and suddenly into conversation that details such as last names had proved trivial. Lyndon contacted the local newspaper, which published her story the day after the surgery with the headline, "Runner Looking for Trail Hero." That same day, the journalist emailed Lyndon. Rogers had read the article and wanted to get in touch. A month later, Rogers and Lyndon had their first date. They've been inseparable ever since. Lyndon moved to Colorado Springs to be with Rogers and pursue a master's degree. Rogers planned on a trip to Portland, Oregon for their one-year anniversary, since Lyndon has always wanted to see the cherry blossoms in bloom. He booked a hotel 0.6 of a mile from the cherry blossoms, the very distance they'd covered to the Adobe Jack Railhead. This time, though, they do it hand in hand. Taking a scalpel to medical debt. Oh, this is a good one. There's a picture of Dr. Demetrio Anguilla, who is dressed in his scrubs. He's got a round face and a mustache and a beard and a goatee. Jeff Jensen was in a quandary. The entrepreneur and Boy Scout leader was hobbled by painful nerve damage in his leg and foot. He needed surgery, but he doubted he could afford it, even with insurance. There's nothing more depressing than see a bill for $18,000, $20,000, $24,000 and going, "How much of this will my insurance cover and how much is mine to cover?" Jensen told WWA-TV. Lucky for Jensen, his doctor is Demetrio Aguila. The nerve specialist gives patients at his Healing Hands of Nebraska practice in Papillon the option to pay for surgery through volunteer work. He calls it his M25 program, inspired by the Bible verse at Matthew 25:40. "Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of these least brothers of mine, you did for me." "We can't ignore the people in our own backyard," Aguila told CBS. "We want to be able to offer hope to patients who have lost hope medically. Losing an algorithm, the clinic calculates community services hours based on the price of the surgery. In Jensen's case, the $12,000 operation equaled 560 hours of helping out at one of the local charity organizations registered with the M25 program. Like 10% of Aguila's patients, Jensen offered for the community service, and because hundreds of hours of community service can seem daunting, Aguila 50 not only lets others help, he encourages it. "I had this hope that we would rekindle in our neighbors and in ourselves a sense of volunteerism," he told CNN. Jensen, whose surgery was completed in February 2020, was helped by more than 100 friends and strangers who volunteer at an orphan grain train, which donates food, clothing, and medicine nationally and globally. Count Dave Harvey, founder of the homeless organization Least of My Brother, as one who is awed by Aguila. "He's helping us by sending volunteers our way," he told KMTV. What a cool thing. Best pet pals. There's a picture of a big black bull eating leaves off a tree. Buster the Bull, Spartanburg, South Carolina. To be clear, Buster wasn't my bull. He escaped his pasture next door and showed up in my barn. I was afraid of the loose behemoth that day, but because he was new, I was new to the area. But he soon became my therapist, teacher, and friend. Once he was back in his pasture, we'd chat over the fence, covering such topics as hard days at work and exciting happenings at home. He did most of the listening, giving knowledgeable glances and huffs when appropriate. When it was time to end the conversation, he'd turn and walk away. He had impeccable timing. I posted Buster photos and stories on Facebook. He had quite a following. One of Meyer's dying wish was to muster the strength to meet him. The fan arrived bearing apples. Buster really ate apples except from one tree in his pasture, but he gobbled them up that day. In return, Buster stopped eating long enough to pose for photos with the ailing man who thought the world of him. In 2020, at just 7 years old, Buster fell ill and drifted to the woods to be alone when it was his time. I miss Buster. There will never be another like him. Nominated by Wynn Smith. Think you pet can't stop Buster's story? Don't be so bullheaded. See terms and submit your story at rd.com/petpals. Life in these United States. For Valentine's Day, keeping the spark alive, that was yesterday. I didn't take the last of it because I know that's your favorite antacid, is how my husband would say, "I love you." I asked my wife if she still loved me when I was old and wrinkled. Of course, she replied. Of course I do. I'm saying, let me start that again. I asked my wife if she would still love me when I was old and wrinkled. She replied, of course I do. Dating text. Send a pic of what you're wearing right now. Marriage text. Send a pic of the exact kind of bone broth I'm supposed to pick up. I was standing on the subway when the woman seated in front of me got up. As she exited, I spied a glove where she had been sitting. Grabbed it and I ran to the door and shouted, Miss, your glove! And tossed it to her on the platform just as the door slammed shut. Pleased with my good deed, I sat back down. That's when I felt a tap on my shoulder from the woman sitting next to me. That, she said, was my glove. Before my wife became pregnant, I always assumed Braxton Hicks was a country music artist. Now that's funny. A random home inspection revealed low levels of carbon monoxide leaking into my sister's home. She got it resolved, but our mother couldn't help asking the obvious. Why didn't you have a working carbon monoxide detector? We did, my sister said, but it just wouldn't stop beeping. When Grandpa died, my mother and aunts decided he deserved a new suit for his burial. Off they went to JCPenney with the salesman helped them pick out the perfect outfit. Smiling brought me in the salesman told him, today is your lucky day. This suit comes with two pairs of pants. Questions my cat still hasn't answered. Who's a cat? Are you a cat? Are you the littlest girl? Are you the sweetest potato? Good questions. Six-year-old finishes dinner. What's for dessert? Me. We don't always have dessert. Have to have dessert. Six. Then why have dinner at all? My son and I were walking in a cemetery and we came upon an ornate mausoleum. New to reading and interested in words, my son pointed to the name carved at the top and asked, what does that say? I told him the family name Eaton. How horrified, he responded. By what? My seven-year-old staring at my face. What is it, sweetie? Is my nose weird, too? After we passed the same off-ramp for the third time, it was clear that I was lost. My little girl asked Daddy, do you know what you're going? No, I said. Her reply, then why are we still going there? We found a fix. Helps, hacks, and how-to. Run interference on your Super Bowl party. Well, unfortunately, it's already over. No, it isn't. It might be next week. Entertain the hall. Hail Marys have been thrown. The final whistle is blown. Somebody's going to Disney World. Yet guests continue to crack cold ones at your Super Bowl bash, as if it still isn't still a Sunday night. Chef and Food Network host Sonny Ashton suggests putting out dessert and coffee at the game's two-minute warning to give stragglers a countdown of their own. Something about the smell of coffee and sweets on the table denotes the end of anything. So people get into the party is over, and it's time to go home. Number two, bounce pan scorch marks. Cleaning. Accidentally flambéed your best pan so bad that not even a long soak will lift those scorch marks? Put down the hammer and chisel. Place a dryer sheet in the bottom of the pan. Then fill it with hot water. Dish soap and the sheet's conditioner will soften even the most singed scorch residue. Number three, take advantage of cruise control without taking advantage of you. Cruise control will help you save money on gas by maintaining a constant speed. But avoid using the feature while navigating hills or mountains inclined, as it sends your engine into overdrive and causes your vehicle to burn more fuel faster. Conserve gas on hilly highways by allowing your speed to slightly decrease as you go up and slowly increase as you go down, as nature intended. After all, it's not called climb control. Number four, minimize security mayhem. TSA should stand for Total Scramble Administration, because that's what often goes in when you pass through the airport security checkpoints. Digging for your laptop, phone, and tablet while standing in socks with a hole in the toe does not alleviate the pressure. Electronics go in a separate bin anyway, so pack them in a smaller tote with your carry-on. You can pull everything out at once and easily slide it back in once you're clear. Number five, tweezer-free splinter removal. A splinter sure can hurt, but using triggers to dig it out or actually dig it deeper is painful too. If the tip of the splinter is sticking out, sticky duct tape might be just the thing to remove it. Place a piece of duct tape over it and then quickly pull the tape off. If you're lucky, the splinter will come out painlessly. 6. Keep your landscapes level. Sometimes you don't want to have to squint your eyes and tilt your head to properly appreciate a photo or a piece of artwork. If you're hanging something new on the wall and you can't get the frame to sit straight, try a pitch of mounting putty on each of the bottom corners. Once the frame is centered and balanced, press the sticky corners into the wall and it will hold steady without damaging the surface. Rolled up duct tape works for that. Rolled up masking tape works for that too. Number 7. Make your camera roll searchable. Finding a specific photo on your iPhone camera roll is like looking for a needle in a haystack. Fortunately, there's an easy way to identify images so you can find them later. Add a caption. To get started, swipe up on an image or video. Write your caption and save automatically. Photo evidence of summer 08 or your trip to Mykonos is now just a keyword search away. Mix up your baking. Why whip up a brownie batter in a mixing bowl before you get into a pan to bake? No matter how hard you try to be neat, you can't help but dribble ooey-gooey batty everywhere. Instead, mix all the ingredients right together in the pan after spraying with baking spray and save yourself the extra cleanup. Well, this is, next article is kind of interesting, considering we've just gone, when this is being recorded, we've just gone through a period of horrible crash of cryptocurrency. 13 things are 2 cents on cryptocurrency. Excuse me. While cryptocurrency is often associated with shady deals on the dark web, it's a digital form of money that anyone can use. It's virtually immune from counterfeiting or government interference, but the main appeal is potential profit from trading it and making cryptocurrency more commodity than cash. Number two, most cryptocurrencies work using blockchain technology, a type of database that serves as a permanent ledger for transactions, but their value is based on the activity of their users. The more coins people buy, the more those coins are worth. Number three, the best-known cryptocurrency, or crypto for short, is Bitcoin, which has grown nearly 12,000% in value over the past 5 years. By contrast, the value of Amazon stock grew up by 465% during that same period. One of the first ever crypto purchases made was with Bitcoin. Back in 2010, a man bought 2 takeout pizzas for 10,000 bitcoins, which would be worth about $639 million today. The creator of Bitcoin goes by the name of Satoshi Nakamoto, but almost no one knows who Nakamoto is because it's a pseudonym. Many think it's a group rather than an individual. One theory is that 4 Japanese companies, Samsung, Toshiba, Namakichi, and Motorola, all collaborated on and took a part from each of their names. There are more than 7,000 kinds of cryptocurrency. Among the largest, based on the number of coins in circulation, are Ethereum, Binance, Coin, Cardano, Tether, Solana, and Dogecoin. The last one may seem familiar to you if you watch Saturday Night Live. When Tesla CEO and major Dogecoin investor Elon Musk hooked the show last May, he joked that the coin is a hustle, sometimes a slang for a shady way to make money. But by the next morning, the price of Dogecoin had plummeted 30%. Despite that kind of volatility, crypto has become an increasingly popular investment option. More than 30 million Americans bought or traded it in the past year. People are also increasingly interested in spending crypto, and one of the biggest reasons is for the privacy it affords your users. You can transfer cryptocurrency without an intermediary, and unlike credit cards, crypto obscures both your identity and the amount you spend with it. Businesses that allow customers to play with crypto include PayPal, Tesla, and Xbox. Sotheby's, the venerable auction house, announced last year that it would accept bids made in bitcoins or ethereums. Even some big-name charities, including the Water Project, the Red Cross, and Save the Children, accept donations made in cryptocurrency. One way to earn cryptocurrency is through mining, but it's an intensely complicated process that releases new coins into circulation using advanced computer equipment. Just like the other mined minerals, the total amount of the cryptocurrencies is finite, so the way most people get their cryptocurrency is by buying online exchange programs. In order to trade cryptocurrency, you need an individual investment account with a crypto exchange. Popular exchanges include Coinbase, Kraken, and Gemini, all of which charge fees, just as traditional brokerages do. You could also use cryptocurrency broker, and instead of owning the coins, speculate on their new prices, betting on how they will rise or fall. Number 10. While the stock market has set trading hours, cryptocurrencies do not. They can be traded 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But the government doesn't back cryptocurrency as it does the dollar, and cryptocurrency investments don't carry the same legal protection as traditional payment methods. 11. Another key difference is that investors are responsible for storing their cryptocurrencies, which is easier said than done. Because these coins aren't insured by the FDIC, you could lose them through theft, system failures, or simply by forgetting your key code to access them, and thus lose your investment. Once cryptocurrency is lost, it's nearly impossible to recover, which then makes the remaining accessible coins even more valuable. 12. The way to store cryptocurrency is in a digital wallet. These wallets can either be hot, meaning that they're stored online, or cold, stored on an external device that isn't connected to the Internet. Cold wallets are more secure since hackers can't use the Internet to access them. Number 13. Many people start trading cryptocurrency because they think these investments are exempt from taxation. But since 2014, the IRS has treated crypto as property for federal income tax purposes. Just like any other investor, one who buys cryptocurrency and later sells it at a profit will incur capital gains tax. Even in cyberspace, the IRS always gets its due. Spread the word. Charcuterie is French for I shouldn't have done this right before dinner. All in a day's work. It was the first week of school, and one first grader was having a trouble adjusting. As his teacher offered comfort and reassurance, the boy looked up and demanded, "Who signed me up for this anyway?" I was working at 7-Eleven when a man tucked 4 six-packs of beer under his arms and bolted without paying. I called the police, then went home when my shift ended. The next day, the police came to the store with a suspect in tow. They asked the clerk working then, "Is this the man who stole the beer?" The perp shouted, "How would he know? He wasn't here when I ran out the door." After ordering a sandwich at a deli, I remember I wanted to split it with my wife, so I asked the clerk to cut it into fourths. Two ladies said, handing me the sandwich, "I already cut it in half." Customers, do we really need them? A customer complained that their fries tasted too much like potatoes. A customer got huffy with me because she didn't know that saber-toothed cats are extinct and thought our machine would have a live one on display. Library patron of the week. The fellow who came in, wandered around for a while, then asked pleasantly, "What is this place?" Flight attendant, "For dinner we have chicken curry or beef stroganoff." Passenger, "I'll have the lamb." Woman, "I'll take the QAnon salad." Server, "Ma'am, I really hope you meant quinoa salad." "Don't call us, we'll call you. Looking for a job? Be sure to proofread your resume. Below we've strung together actual blunders made by job seekers. Objective, I'd like to work for a company that's very lax when it comes to tardiness. Skills, I can edit and improve any document someone puts in front of me. I love animals, too. Work, I drove a tow truck, TOE. Work experience, restaurant supervisor, made recipes for sandwiches and coffee, even had a sandwich named after me. Employment history, my long period of unemployment has to do with a variety of uninspected, time-consuming events, an IRS audit of my finances in particular. References, my girlfriend. Salary requirements, I'm going to look for a rate of either $100 per day or $120 per hour. Awards and accomplishments, drum major in my high school band. Education, I took all of the required classes in high school, including government, literature, and history of rock. Miscellaneous, my shirt is always tucked in. And with that, we've run out of time for today's episode of Reader's Digest Consumer Reports. Be sure to listen in next time. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind in prayer. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our webcams, NorthCarolinaReaderService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. Sorry.